title of her career, winning the WTA Elite Trophy in China. That's all the latest in sport and news on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Caribbean Blaster, a multiple Group 1 winning super tough son of Bettors Delight, won the Chariots of Fire and Breeders' Crown, went on to win an exhilarating Victoria Cup and epic South Australian Cup over Smoke and Up. From a magnificent maternal family that is renowned for producing outstanding juveniles, Caribbean Blaster, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Drought relief assistance package available. Visit yerribee.com.au.
Greetings, sports fans. This is Andrew Voss with a gentle planning poke ahead of 2019. There's an Asian Cup, a Rugby and Cricket World Cup, the Ashes, the NRL, AFL, the NBA, and of course the prestigious World Wife Carrying Championships. But when's it all on? If you haven't already, put your faith in Sportsyear to plan it right. The Sportsyear Diary is the Bible for the sports fan with the very best of every sport every day. Go to sportsyear.com.au or get your missus to drop one in your sack this Christmas. Sports Year, Planet Rights.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Be first with all the latest on this year's great race.
And the field is set.
The Big Sports Breakfast crew has moved into the Sky Racing marquee at Flemington Racecourse to keep an eye on everything that moves in the lead up to the Melbourne Cup.
Stand by.
You'll hear from the trainers, the jockeys, the callers, the tipsters. We're leaving no stone unturned in our quest for the best. The Big Sports Breakfast, 5:30 a.m. Monday through Wednesday, live from Flemington on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1.
And they're racing in the Melbourne Cup.
Shape up for summer with Jet. Get 50% off the joining fee plus a limited edition summer kickstart guide. Total value over $120. Join online or drop into your local Jet. Ends November 30. T's and C's apply.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got a big day of racing today at Ballina. And George Orcombe joins me. Good morning, George.
Yeah, good day, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm good. How's your day, more importantly?
Oh, it's a bit steamy.
Good?
Yeah, no, all good, mate. Thanks.
Okay, well, you got fine weather?
Yeah, weather's fine, mate. She's pretty humid.
Yeah. And the track today, George?
Yeah, we've got her up a good 3, mate. She raced good. Pinnacle grass cover. You're expecting her to race good.
What about the rail? Where's that?
The rail's in true.
Okay, so fine. You got a good 3 and the rail is in the true position. I reckon you'd have plenty of grass there at the moment, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, the grass is good grass cover in the track at the moment. Yeah, pretty fortunate there. We had a good rain coming into it leading up to this last week or so. So, yeah, it's been good.
All right. And I imagine you've got a big day there today. A fair few people get along, George, with a bit of luck. Make it a long weekend.
We hope so. It's a nice, fine day to want to get out and about and enjoy it.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Gary Cleese is going to find the winners for us. Have a top afternoon.
We'll see how we go, huh?
Good idea, George. George Orcombe at Ballina. Gary Cleese with me now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you, mate? Yeah, Georgie's not telling you. You lay down on the track, you'd get lost with the grass they've got on it, mate.
I thought it'd be like that.
You would like to get that out of him, but he wouldn't.
Mate, I reckon he'd need a cane cutter to go in and cut it at the moment. It'd be that long, wouldn't he?
yeah. No, they do a good job, and we missed the Ballina Cup back in September, and those showers and that humid weather just sparks that that grass along. We got a lot of scratching, Sean, but you could well accept that too, because for the simple reason that there's that much racing as there is everywhere all over Australia. I mean, Melbourne Cup Day, they got racing at Moranbah and Coffs Harbour. We've got Grafton on Wednesday, and then we've got Kempsey Cup on on Friday and Armidale on Sunday and back to Ballina on Monday. So something's got to give, and that's what it has. And unfortunately, we've got a few scratchings, mate.
Yeah, now the first three-year-old maiden, and this is over 1,000, one commissioner, 552 out, three, Zipzap copped that, 17. Four, Brazen Bell out, five is Chevelle Repeat, 14, number six, DeMont Girl, 11. Seven, Dram of Delago, $1.25, 8, 9, 10 out, but the favourite, the seven, Dram of Delago, very short, $1.25.
Yeah, well, Sean, she was shorter than that 2 hours ago. She was $1.18, and then she edged out to $1.20, and now she's out to $1.25. Good money for commissioner, but you could accept that with the scratchings out of it. And Dying Monty Girl's got support, but I'm 7, 1, 6, and 5. Look, I'm with her here, Dream of Delago. Matt Dunn's got her now. Matty had an opinion of her. He took her to the Gold Coast in a Group 3 in the Ken Russell last preparation. She was beaten 3.6. And then she went to the Bill Carter, a listed race at Doomben. She was beaten 3.6. And she resumed first up, and to me, she wasn't right in the yard. She had a bit of condition on her. Her tote wasn't quite there. She had 59. She was 1,100 metres. I know she had trialled up. And she did. She blew out about the 150-metre mark. And she was beaten 3.4 behind Rock the World. Rock the World went on straight after that to win a Class 1 and win a Class 2. So it just wasn't an easy maiden. And then Matty said, well, I'll take you back to 900 metres. He did that at the Gold Coast on a Wednesday. So it was a city meeting. And she was beaten 0.8 of a length. Now, she half wanted to have a think down the running, half wanted to get her head up. She still hadn't worked the game out. So I reckon that's the reason why he said, right, now you've had two solid runs back. You've had 1,100, 900 on your belt, and I whacked the blinkers on your first line. So, and she comes into the three gate, and he scratched all these other runners, which had trialled up really good. So she does. She looks really hard to beat. One, the commissioner, Brad Witt's got him. He does a good job, Brad, at the Gold Coast. He's only had him for the one run. He took him down to Coffs Harbour, and he was favourite early in the morning. He just drifted a little bit in the market during the day at the second favourite, $3.90. But he just, look, he didn't pick his legs up on in that heavy 10 track. He just didn't get going whatsoever. He probably did a good job for us. It wasn't healing rain-affected tracks. Beaten 2.7 lengths. But I really think you'll see a lot different horse today on top of the ground. If there's a big watch in the race, it's Dying Monty Girl, a 6. Now, this filly trialled up at Port Macquarie. Her only trial, only official trial after the races, and it was a hot trial too. She sat outside the leader. She won the trial, and the horse that ran second in the trial was a horse called Acoustics. Taz Morton trained him, and Acoustics went straight after that trial to win a Tuncurry Maiden, easy, and went to Scone to win his next start. Now, this girl did nothing when they brought her here to Ballina. Now, obviously, she might have been feeling a little bit of shin soreness or something like that, but you only got to go off a trial. And look, there's a move in the market because the trial was good. Five, Chevelle Rapides, only had the one trial. That was back in June. She ran second in a trial. They beat 9 lengths, but it was an open trial, and there was winners in that trial. So I'd forgive her for that margin. Hasn't been back to the trials this time in, but in a pretty good yard. I'm 7. Look, I think she's hard to beat. Blinkers on first time. Good yard. 2 runs back. 7, 1, 6, and 5 in race 1, Sean.
Righto. Race 2, 1 out. Number 2, Nicolati, 7.50. 3, Sequential Pearl, 18. 4, Magic Scent, 2.50. 5, Any Dazzler, 34. 6 is out. Number 7, My Cousin Steve, 3.20. 8, Nikendi, 4.60. 9, Super Freak, 23. And 10 up to $10. 2.50 favourite, 4, Magic Scent.
Yeah, 280 they bet this morning. It's just shortens in. Oh, 240 about 3 hours ago, just out of that 250 mark. And Nikendi's had a little bit of support, $6, $4.60. There's a shorten up there. And Nicolati's $11.750. The stayer, he gets over a lot further. On 4, 8, 7, and 10. Look, on 4, Magic Scent here. Went first up, and things didn't go right at the Gold Coast, beaten 5.2. Came back to Grafton second up and led. Hashtag Hero beat at 1.5 when running third. And then its run was terrific the other day at Bow Desert. Run second. Bell's Banner won the race. Bell's Banner just had a mile on Magic Scent. Magic Scent had a mile on the third one. And just a little few stats here, Cozzy. Nozzy Tomazawa rides Magic Scent. He rode Magic Scent at Bow Desert the other day. What was that, 13 days ago? And I see Nozzy's got a ride at Flemington tomorrow in the last. For Toby Edmund. So he rides at Ballina. He's got one ride at Ballina. He's got one ride at Flemington on Cup Day in the last. So
good on him.
Be doing it. Yeah, he rides one right down the bottom, number, I can find it, Sean, number 14.
I'll have a look.
Anyway, look, I like him. I think he's well placed. I think he finds the right maiden, and he'll be hard to beat. Oh, I made 8 for Danger. Nick Hendy did nothing first up, but had a heap of condition on it when it went to Grafton behind Ornate. Probably did a good job beating 6.9, and then let it Bow Desert and was grabbed the last try. Gets a bit of claim for CJ Graham, likely to push forward and lead and gets an easy lead, be hard to beat. 7, my cousin Steve's coming out of the same race. He draws probably a little bit better today, and he drops a couple of kilos on that, and there was nothing wrong with his run. He just got tightened up over the last 100 metres, so that margin of 2.9 should have been a little bit closer. And 10 up to it, I didn't mind the last three runs at Newcastle, 900 metres the other day behind the stablemate within a chance, beating 1.7, draws nice and soft, and had to sit 3 deep the trip at Newcastle at the provincial, so coming back to country grade. But 4 will do me. I think you'd be spot on. 4, 8, 7 and 10 for me in race 2, Sean.
And you wouldn't believe it, Nozzy's horse has just come out, still feed. At Flemington.
You
won't have to travel. You won't have to travel. You're looking forward to it.
For me, haven't you?
He would have been looking forward to it too, getting down to Flemington.
Yeah. He's a good boy, so to have one more cup day. But anyway, you fix that one for me, Sean. When I interview him today, I won't have to ask him about it, will I?
That's right. All right, now the third one, Silent Statue, $3.92 out. 3 Rocky Nugget, $5. 4 Western Alliance, $9. 5 Heart of Australia, $23. 6 Ish is $2.90. 7 Last Round, $7.50. 8 Out, $9 Capital City, $5. Favourite here, number 6 Ish, at $2.90.
I'm with her here. 6.19 and 4. And Ish is $3.50 into $2.90. So there's a good short number. Short number, Silent Stature. John Spurden's got a good yard. I know how to produce one, $4.63.90. But I'm just with Ish here. I remember this mare. When she came here last preparation, she's trained by Danny Begor out of Eagle Farm, and he liked her, and she runs second behind a horse called Dubai Sniper, and she did an enormous job from the 13 gate, and Dubai Sniper just went on and won 2 or 3 straight after that. Then she went to the Sunny Coast. She had 14 gates. She sat 3 wide the trip, and 3 winners come out of her beaten 2.9. Now, no trials for her, no trials whatsoever. There's somewhere along the line, young Danny's just giving her a nice little quiet jump out. She draws really good here. And like I said, she's been here and been placed here. If there's a knockout, it's a toppy Silent Stature. He's not a bad horse, this guy. He's going to pay the penalty because he's got a big weight of 62.5, but they can carry it over the short trips. If they make one mistake down the running, he's the run-on horse. He likes to just get off a quick speed and get to the outside, and he can really unleash. He's not very big. That 62 might just pull him up, but like I said, I won't want him to make a mistake here. Nolan Capital City, look, what you see is what you get with her. She's a little pony, but she's tough, this little girl, and she's been in the money 3 out of her last 5 runs. She led at Bow Desert the other day, 1,100 metres. I think the key that she gets back to 1,000. If she gets a soft lead with only 54 kilos, she could take a bit of running down. And 4 Western Alliance, he had good form last prep. He resumed. He just didn't put in whatsoever first up at Grafton there 6 weeks ago. So obviously David Campbell's taken him back and freshened him up. But he's certainly a lot better than that first up run. 6.19 and 4 in race 3.
The fourth one, Bay Shot 41, 2 Conchula 12, number 3 Dash for Van 34, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out. Number 9, Give Me a Minute, $10, 10 Golden Lily 5, 11 Play Now 11. Number 12, Vintage Lux, $10. 13, Angel of War, 3 even, 14 out. 15, Rewell out, 101. 16, Wannabe is 126. 17, Almost Grey, 19. And 18, Windermere, 380. 3 even favourite, number 13, Angel of War.
$3.50, $2.90, $2.80 earlier on, a couple of hours ago. $2.90 out of that $3. Windermere is $3.50. No money for her. That's strange. $3.80, she's just out to at the moment. And Golden Lily, $6 into $4.80, back out to $5. But the Angel of War, good support coming. 10 Golden Lily. And on 13, 18, 10 and 2. And I'm with her, Angel of War now. Natalie McCall's got it. She's only got the one runner here today. She didn't declare a jock till later on this morning, and Lukey Rolls takes a ride, and her last 2 runs at Bow Desert have been terrific. She was beaten 0.2 of a length there in a 1,200-metre maiden. She led the other day. She looked home. She was beaten 0.1 of a length and grabbed on the line. A big margin, and a big margin to the third or so, and comes in with the scratchings now into 7. That gets probably a soft lead. The massive watch, and I would have liked to see money coming for this filly, is the 18 Windermere. Toby Edmonds has got her, and Ryan Maloney rides her now. She only had the one run on debut. She won 6-6 behind Anita. Now, that is one of the strongest maidens that had gone around at Moolambar for some time. He spelled her. And she's been back to the trials, and she's had two trials. And she's had the brakes on her in both trials. She has never been off the bridle, particularly her last trial at Deegan. She ran fourth of eight. They rode her right out the back to last. And never off the bridle, beaten 0.6 of a length. Had he given a half a squeeze down the running Ryan Maloney, should have put paid on. But I would have liked to see a little bit of money come for her on tab.com.au. Chick Consular, Laurie Mayfield-Smith's got him at Eagle Farm now. He's at a change of stable, but his runs out in the western districts at Colindi and Gunnedah were good. I mean, his last three runs, he was in the money, and there was, what was that, 11 winners came out of his last three runs, and there's no trials for him. So obviously, he's a massive watch. And 10 Golden Lily, I loved her first run for the new year. Rockford beat her 2.8. Rockford went straight on to win a Class 1 not long after that. And looking at it, there was just that little bit of improvement. That was the first run for Mary Ann Brosden. So I might have got those numbers mixed up. But they are 13, 18, 10 and 2. So that's 13, Angel of War, Windermere, and 10, which is Golden Lily and 2 Consular. 13, 18, 10 and 2, race 4, Sean.
All right, race 5, 1 I'll Miss You, $7, 2 Blazing Cheers, $5.50, number 3 Here's Kalachi, 5, 4 Stella's Chance, $5, 5 Tough 1-8, 6 Bramac, $3.90, 7 Shandara, $9, 8 Alfie Junior, 19, and 9 Prince Carew, $61, $3.90, favourite number 6 Bramac.
Yeah, 2,650 metres, only run up once, so start from a 1,000 metre shoot, go down the back, home turn, and around you go, and keep going, so... It's a good little spectacle. It's good that Racing New South Wales are putting a lot of these staying races on, Sean, because we're getting a lot of new owners now buying horses from Victoria that just probably aren't up to the, or even Sydney, that aren't quite up to the staying trips down there, and they're bringing them to the country here, and they're buying them, and they're getting results with them. So good to see you. Look, I'm 2, 6, 4, and 1. Bromarkey's 350 out to 390. His Kalachi hasn't won for a long time. He's $6, $5. And Stella Chance and Blazing Cheers has been probably the best supporter. Right late, $8 into $5.50, so there's a late move for her, and I'm with her. 2, 6, 4, and 1. Look, we see these races week in, week out, and we seem to be getting a different result each time, but her last two runs have been huge. She ran second there behind Tough One, and she came back and beat more or less the same field here, take away probably Stella Chance and I'll Miss You. And I thought there was merit in it. I got no worries with the little girl running out the trip. She relaxed good. CJ Graham has rode her last two, and she just rode a perfect the other day, and there's no reason why she wouldn't ride her the same. 6, Bromark. Now, you might see that he was beaten 1.4 behind Blazing Cheers. The more I went back and replayed him, he over-raced when that speed slowed mid-race, and he got up on the Chewy. And getting to the corner, you thought when he got out, he'd just go bang. He didn't. But the last 150 metres, he really started to hit the line late. And he's taken the blinkers off him today, and that'll get him to settle a lot better. His run was a lot better than what it looks on paper. For Stella Chance, we've seen a lot of him. He's formerly trained on the Northern Rivers. Now Les Ross has got him. Les has only given him the three runs. He was pretty good to win at Bow Desert the other day. He's always been the opinion. I thought he was a bigger track horse, but he handled Bow Desert, so that was good. And that was 2,450 metres. He's the better horse when he's down with no weight on his back, because he's not an over-big horse. And I'll Miss You, the toppy, look, I've got no doubt she's the best mare in the race, and she's won up to 3,100 metres in the past. She can stay like any ink. I've got one concern on her, is that she's had six goes at Bellin, and she's got duck eggs right beside her. Every time she's fired on the bigger tracks at Grafton and Lismore. Short tracks she doesn't even glue on shoes. Go on today, so there's a little concern there with her. But look, she's a very good mare, and she's probably the best staying mare in the race. But I'm with 2 Blazing Cheers, 2, 6, 4, and 1 for me, race 5.
Race 6, class 1, 1,000. Now numbers 1 and 2 out, 3 Champagne Garden, $2.90, 4 Meekham is 13. 5 Milnery, $6, 6 out, 7 Clever Dolly, 26, 8 out. 9 Miss Blumenthal, $3.30, 10 out, 11 Toffee Drop, 7. 12, Barely Thinking, $7.50, and 13, James Lee World, $13. Favourite, $2.90, number 3, Champagne Garden.
He's out a little bit, Sean. He opened up at 2.60 this morning. John Zilke's got him. Normally the money comes for him, just out at 2.90. Miss Blumenthal is $4.60, 3.20, 3.30. So there's a good shorten up. And Millery's had support. Michael Beattie's opened his pockets up. $8 into $5.50 back out at $6. So Mr. Blumenthal is got good support. Millinery's got good support. That just pushes Champagne Garden out the favourite out to that $2.90 mark. And I'm 9352. Look, I'm Miss Blumenthal now. Maddie Dunn's got her here. She debuted at Mooney Valley in a two-year-old race. Obviously, she'd shown them something down there. She was $5.50 in the market, beaten 6.2. She went to Randwick in a two-year-old race, beaten six lengths. She was $11. She resumed for the new 7 weeks ago at Ipswich, and her run was huge. Bell's Banner won the race. Bell's Banner's come out to win, and three horses, other horses, have come out of the win at the race. Now, that was 800 metres. She tracked up third, fourth. She had to work up four deep. The last 150 metres, she went bang and put pay to him. Now, she gets a really good gate. The only question I've got with her is she hasn't run it for 7 weeks, and I'd like to know why. But she's got a couple of kilo weight drop. But I think all she's got to do is do what she did at Ipswich. And the beauty about it, it's not an open class one. It's a fillies and mares class one. So I'm with her. To Champagne Garden, Regime's here, had one trial from the Don Zilke yard and was never off the bridle. Never asked to do one thing in that trial when running third at seven, but beaten 1.7 lengths. Got a little bit of a sticky gait, but he's horse with ability. He won a good maiden, and then he took him to the JJ Atkins, a group one, and he didn't show up. He was beaten a long way, and then he spelled him. Five Millinery, really, really nice mare. Former Victorian mare, trained by Dwayne Smith, owned by Michael Beattie. Leg first up, that was the first go at in New South Wales. She had 58 on her back, looking at it, just absolutely a little roly-poly mare that blew out the last little bit. So you would think today she's going to be a lot fitter. That was a month between the last run, and Dwayne didn't have her for that long, so he'd be able to put more work into her. And 12 Barely Thinking's a massive watch. If I say you're thinking, a mare that's got a heap of ability, she went right over the top last preparation and they tipped her straight out. They gave her a long break. And she runs second in a trial, beaten a length. But Knight Templar won the trial. She could have beat Knight Templar. And I think he's about a 10-times winner. He's an open handicap. Obviously, this mare's come back a lot better mare and a lot stronger mare. She's a massive watch in the race with only 52.5 kilos on her back. 9, 3, 5, and 12 in race 6.
And I wonder if he had Dwayne pulled up after Priscilla's wedding on the weekend. I got a bit of mail that his dance moves made John Travolta look like he was lame.
Well, I was down there, Sean. I emceed it for Priscilla, and I must say it was one of the best weddings you could go to. There was a lot of racing people there. There was a lot of non-racing people there, and they absolutely enjoyed themselves. And not only that, Priscilla looked absolutely stunning, and the boys did a great job. So it's a new face to both of them for the rest of their lives, but they're good people, and they're hard workers. And we wish them all the best. But you had a picture of Priscilla. She looked a princess.
Oh, right? I saw one. Looked stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, beautiful, of course. Yep.
Now, the seventh one, Fanks, is 270. Two out. Number three, Grip, 270. Four, Hutcho, $10. Five out. Six, Cyclone Path, 950. Seven and eight out. Nine, Pretty Smart, 16. Number 10, Madame Mouton, 16. 11, Uncanny Effort, 15. 12, Flinders Dragon, 10. 13, Destiny's General, 26. And 14 out. Favourite, one Fanks and three Grip, they're equals at 270.
Yeah, he was 350 this morning, Fanks. He's into 270, so he's a good, real good short. Now, here's the short and the right near Grip, the three, $6, 250, 270, 250, back out of 270. So there's been a really good tally up for him. And Cyclone Path, John Zilke's other on a $15, 950, just getting on Dwayne Smith. If he was a racehorse, you wouldn't buy him. He had the worst gait in the world, so you wouldn't touch him if he walked into a sale ring, mate. Right now, 3164 for me. I'm with Grip. Look, he's a smart horse, this guy. And when I interviewed Dwayne Smith at Coffs Harbour the other day, he started $2.40 favourite. The only concern was the heavy track, and that was his concern too. He just never picked his legs up, this guy, the last 200 metres when they asked him for an effort. He was beaten 0.2 behind French Command, which is an absolute swimmer, but he's beautifully placed. McGowan rides in good gait and top of the ground. He'd be hard to beat. One thing, so they leave him alone. It's good night, bye-bye. He's an absolute monster, this horse. He led to win at Lismore, and then he went back and led again to win at Lismore on Cup Day, and then he went to Ipswich and led and was run down late. Probably the only concern is a tight circuit, but he's just a beautiful big horse. And if they lead on him and let him lead easy, bye-bye. It'll be all over. Six Cyclone Path. He hasn't run in for nearly 10 weeks, John Zilke. He's given him a nice little soft trial at the Gold Coast 2 days ago, beaten 2.4 lengths. And Four Hutcho, he's a nice horse. First time I'd seen him in the yard at Grafton there 24 days ago. He had 59. He just got anchored with the 59. He's got a 2.5 kilo weight drop and one gate here. So he might take a bit of stitching. I don't think he'll be far off, thanks. He might park on the top weights back all the way. 3-1, 6-4 for me in the last, Sean.
Now, any good things there?
Yeah, like race 2, number 4, Magic Scent. Nozzy Tomazawa rides him, and I like his last run at Bodessa. I think he'd be hard to beat, and really keen on this horse in the last grip. Race 7, number 3, particularly on top of the ground. Soft gate, McGarren aboard, and he'll give him every chance. Race 2, 4, race 7, 3. Quaddy numbers were just wider up in that first leg with 13, 18, 10 and 2. And second leg, 2-6-4. Third leg, 9-3-5. And then the last leg, 3-1-6. Sean, but beautiful conditions, good track, rails true. And hopefully we can find some winners, mate.
All right. And it's funny when you say MC Priscilla's wedding. I MC'd one for him 8 years ago and his old man liked a fair drink. And he said, Dad wants to make a speech. I said, we better get him up early. And they finally got him. And he stood on stage. He made the best wedding speech of all time. He stood up there. He said, my wife said, if I talk for any more than 15 minutes, she's going to kill me. He said, personally, I don't think I'll last two. And he turned to a mate and his new bride. He said, have a great life together. He looked at the crowd. He said, have a great night. Thanks for coming. And I'm doing best on ground. He said it all in 3 sentences. Mind you, he would have struggled to get 5 out, I think. But anyway, he got a big round of applause.
You can get some fun. But the agents, I left there at 11 o'clock and they closed it at 11:30, but everyone was on good behaviour. They were enjoying themselves, and that's what it's all about. Enjoy yourself, get together, no arguments, and
have a good time.
Day and they've got the rest of their life together, mate.
Yeah, good luck to them both. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear you late mail through the day.
You're an absolute champion. See you, Sean.
Thanks, mate. See you, Gary Cleasy. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardner's Road. Mascot.
10:30, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, it's all about the cricket this morning. Australia slumped to a massive 6-wicket loss to South Africa to kick off the summer of cricket. An embarrassing batting collapse saw the Aussies lose 6 wickets before the 20-over mark as the tourists ran riot with the ball. The Proteas chased down their target of 153 with 124 balls to spare to hand the Aussies their 17th defeat from their past 19 one-day internationals. It's the first time ever Australia have lost 7 ODIs in a row. In some NRL news, Melbourne star Cameron Munster will reportedly put pen to paper on a $3.6 million deal that will keep him at the NRL powerhouse until the end of 2023. And in tennis, Australia's Ash Barty has claimed the biggest title of her career overnight, winning the WTA Elite Trophy in China. And in Premier League, leaders Manchester City crushed Southampton 6-1 this morning, marking the fourth time they've scored 5 or more goals in the 11 games so far this season. That's all the latest in sport on Sky Sports Racing, your racing and sports leader.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network. Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right.